Berg Island. We set off on the 90-minute drive to Berg Island, our first story destination. On this miniature tidal island is the Berg Island Hotel, a lovingly renovated Art Deco building. We park above Bigbury Beach, a wide strip of sand that joins the mainland and the island. Certain that we have plenty of time to walk the couple of hundred metres to our destination, H and I cross the beach chatting and enjoying the salty air. But the sea is already lapping at us from both sides, and soon we have to take off our shoes and walk through pools of seawater. By the time we reach the island, the route back is flooded. Perhaps it is the abrupt isolation of Berg Island, caused by the tide, that drew Agatha Christie here. It is the perfect place for a crime, and in the 1930s, the queen of crime writing stayed at the hotel for weeks at a time. Christie wrote two stories set on a fictionalized version of the island. And then there were None, 1939, and Evil Under the Sun, 1941. H and I walk up a small hill past a pub called the Pilchard Inn, and there, framed by an arching cedar tree, is the Berg Island Hotel. Building began in 1929, and to walk into the foyer is to be transported back to an age of cocktails, chrome detailing, and Noel Coward elegance. It is easy to see how the black and silver bar with its mirrored back wall, inspired the kind of conspiratorial conversations Christie wrote. "So you're the famous sleuth, eh?" They were in the cocktail bar, a favourite haunt of Mr. Blatt's. Hercule Poirot acknowledged the remark with his usual lack of modesty. Mr. Blatt went on, "And what are you doing down here?" "On a job." "Evil Under the Sun,"